I speak to you in God's holy name, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. We've already had, through the commissioning of the parish council, a lot of the sermon already, because we see faith in action. We see that God, through the Holy Spirit, has inspired people to come forward, to be salt, to be light. What does Jesus mean in the gospel today about salt and light? I want to talk a little bit about what salt was to the ancient people. Salt, at the time of Jesus, was very much involved in the temple worship, for salt was seen as a purifier, and salt was hard to come by, believe it or not. Salt was used instead of money in some places. Salt was traded and brought far and wide. Salt brought music. But salt was so important to the ancient people. I love it. Was so important to the ancient people because they used it as a preservative, and then as now they even used it as a curative, because as you know, if you've been to a hospital, they used to talk about using harsh things for healing, for purifying wounds, but now they use a saline solution, which is salt and water. But they've been using salt and water to purify for at least 5,000 years. So early humans knew that that would kill various infections. So salt of the earth was very important then as now. And what the concern was, if you have salt as the Pharisees did, but it didn't make any impact, it had no change on people. They were using it, but it was as if they hadn't used anything. And Jesus is saying, salt must have its saltiness. It must have action. It's not just enough to have the salt. It's got to make the change. It's got to purify. It's got to enact. It's got to be something that energizes people. And we call on our parish council to be the salt in the parish, to help make things happen, to give leadership, to have debate, for them to listen to your needs and concerns. Like there's been a need and concern come to me, and I'll speak to it after the sermon, that by the end of the service, because I don't want to put it out all over. This sermon goes out to about 200 people. It doesn't make any sense. But saltiness is important, where you hear stuff and you respond to the action. And that's what we've asked our parish council to be. For Jesus calls us to be salt in the world, not to sit idly by. And others of you have ministries, and we've already commissioned some ministries. We're going to be commissioning more ministries as the winter unfolds, as we move to spring. That we are change agents in the world. We are called to be catalysts. We are called to make a difference. And that's what salt is all about. And through that change, we also bring light to darkness. We live in dark times. We see around us things that are upsetting. And we are called to bring the light of Jesus' love to the dark corners. Our Bible study that we are having after church today is designed to help us have light, to bring light to people who have lost faith, who are questioning faith. How can I believe in God because of X, Y, and Z? You will have words, you will have energy, you will have vision to help bring light to the darkness. And so we are called to make a difference. We are called to make a difference in the world. A catalyst goes through a reaction and remains unchanged, as I remember my chemistry. And we are called to be catalysts. We are still people of God, but we're not afraid to be involved in things that are happening around us. we are doing marvelous things, and we are called to keep on doing them, because we do them not just for ourselves, but because we follow Jesus, who has called us to be salt, which is purifying, and called us to be light, which brings illumination to darkness. And I pray today, as we receive this Eucharist, that we remember that it's God's love poured out for us, God's love given to us, calling us forward in our own time and place. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.